Hello, this is Priya Bola with ACU.com, and today we have the privilege of interviewing the world-renowned composer A.R. Rahman. Come with us as he tells us what it was like to work with MIA, famed director Danny Boyle, and his new charitable foundation. Hello, we're privileged to have A.R. with us today. Thank you for being with us. When you saw the script, did you immediately know what type of music you were going to infuse in the film, or what was that process like for you?
I had the script, I never had the time to read it. And I met the director and he gave me a first cut of the DVD. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I was really impressed and thought it was a great movie. And then he started talking about the music and stuff like that.
So, and that was Danny Boyle. And what was it like working with him? Did he have an idea of what type of music he wanted to put in the film? I heard he said no cellos or something along those lines.
I sent him a lot of ideas. I wanted to know why he wanted me. So I asked him, what do you like in me? So got a clue from that and then sent stuff starting from there. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to explore what are the other possibilities we can do. And of course, he said no cellos. I don't like sentimental stuff. So the soundtrack is very edgy and, you know.
And it wasn't on that soundtrack. You worked with MIA quite a bit. So how did you two come together and what was that whole collaboration like for you?
I know MIA's work before and she knows mine. Mm-hmm. And so when we met, we wanted to do something which would be wild. And as a result of Osaya.
So you've now worked on Inside Man, Elizabeth the Golden Age, and now Slumdog Millionaire. And in Slumdog, you infuse a lot of hip-hop beats into there. How is it working with those beats, and how do you bridge that gap between, you know, your music and hip-hop?
It's not a typical formula, but what we wanted to do was, how do you explore that genre and go and do something which is different? Mm-hmm. So that's how Gangsta Blues happened. It was very hip-hoppy beat, but the melody is completely unpredictable, which what you won't expect from that kind of a beat.
You've now recently developed the A.R. Rahman Foundation. Where did you get the idea for the foundation? How are things going with the foundation?
Well, I was approached by the UN to do an anthem on stopping tuberculosis. When I did that, I thought poverty is a bigger disease. Did the single called Pray For Me, Brother. While doing it, I felt that I should have my own foundation and to inspire people to see what they can do. With that, branching out is a musical conservatory where we're trying to coach children with some classical music, technology and all the stuff, and getting teachers from there and then spreading them out for teachers to other communities and stuff. Do you hear me? Do you care? Do you see me? Do you dare? Come and find me like a shadow in the dark.